Hello, everybody. My name is Ted, and you're listening to the second episode of A Day in the Life of an Entrepreneur. I'm just out walking the dogs at the moment, and I thought, what a great time and place to get a few things off my chest. Now, I want to start off with the idea of letting things go, in terms of if something or someone does something really bad to you, instead of reacting in the same way, completely put your pride aside if you can, and not reacting. Or reacting in a more positive way than the way they acted. Now, this has happened to me a few times. An example of which is when I'm talking to a friend, either online or in person, and you know, they either ignore you for days, or you're talking to them face to face and they just ignore what you're saying, like continue talking about their own thing. And now I'm so stubborn. So if someone ignores me when I'm talking to them face to face, as soon as they finish their sentence about whatever they want to talk about, literally as soon as they finish, I'm ignoring that and talking about my own thing. But the only problem with that is it comes across so, so rude. And obviously they've been rude to you, but in their eyes, they don't realise they're doing it. This is going to make you then look so bad, because they're going to go back to all their friends or their mum or dad or whoever that like you basically ignored them, because they don't realise they're doing it themselves. So I found that you need to be the bigger person, and even if they can completely ignore you, like 99% of the time they're not doing it on purpose. So you just need to sort of accept that they're doing it, or tackle the challenge head on and just let them know. That's probably the best thing to do. And that would pretty much be my advice for anything really. If someone's doing something that really, really annoys you, they're probably not doing it on purpose. So the best thing to do is just let them know, and you'll find out who's the realer person if you tell them and they carry on doing that thing that really annoys you. If they carry on doing it, then it just shows that it's part of their character and they're probably someone you don't really want to be around. You know, treat it like a game of bowling. Give them three chances. If they mess up those three chances, then they're out. That's it. Done. And now with some people, you're probably going to struggle with that because they're like really close friends or their family or whatever. But the main thing is, if they're a bad person, they either need to change or you need to reevaluate your friendship with them, I believe anyway. By getting rid of so many people, you'll probably find yourself quite lonely or like surrounded by just a smaller group. But you need to think to yourself, really, what's more important, your sanity or just being like the sociable guy? And it's hard to find that balance between being a sociable guy and being the guy that's on track, you know, working on their business or whatever. It's very, very hard to find that balance. And that brings me on to another thought I had, which is, do you really want something or would you just prefer something? An example of this is most people, especially like my age, 20-odd year old, they want a specific type of life or they want a specific body. Like you may think sitting there and be like, yeah, I really, really want a six pack. But do you really want it or would you just rather have a six pack? I feel like the best way to define whether you actually want something or would just prefer it or rather it that than something else is looking at how much effort and work you're putting into achieving that goal. For example, with the six pack idea, are you going to the gym every day and working on abs and your core and legs and blah, 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 literally like just going crazy in the gym? Or are you sitting at home looking at, you know, the latest influencers on Instagram thinking, yeah, I want a six pack too, I want this, I want that, but not actually working towards it? With my page, if only they knew, I do actually want to grow the page, grow the audience, like get better content. But of course, these things do take time. Like I still need to start producing more like first-hand interviews and better podcasts such as this and just, you know, improve. So I do want it, but you know, you need to realize that some things do take time. And like I said, I'm at the park at the moment with my dogs. And as I'm walking to the park, I'm seeing all these amazing houses. And it's got me thinking, like, what's my ultimate objective? What's the final goal? How do I know that I've made it in life? You know, will having a massive house or whatever make me feel that I've achieved what I want to do? Like, what is it that I actually want to do? Like, I'm sure most of you listening probably aren't really sure what you want to do. You know you want to be successful, but you're not sure exactly how you can achieve that or how you can prove that you are successful. I feel like the best way to prove your success is not to prove it, basically. You know, don't go out there thinking, oh, I want to get this car so that so-and-so knows that I've achieved this or I've made it so far. Or I want to get this to, you know, show it off to someone. I feel like the best way to prove your success is just not proving it to other people, you know. Just set your own internal standards and sort of aim to achieve those rather than aiming to please somebody else. Like, I want a house so that I'm comfortable. Like, literally, I'm comfortable at home. I don't want a house so I can take a photo of the outside and say, hey guys, I've just got a house. This must mean I'm, you know, doing well. This must mean I'm like top of the food chain sort of thing. I'm doing it for myself, which I think is key really to success. Because if you're aiming for your own success, no matter what you do, you're probably going to be successful because you're not aiming to achieve somebody else's standard of success. But yeah, those are just a few thoughts on my mind at the moment. On my journey as sort of a entrepreneur, wannabe entrepreneur, you know, business guy. These are some of the things that I've come across. I'm sure many of you have come across this as well. I find it easier, a lot more easier, in fact, to start, like, pick up the phone and start talking when, you know, there's no one listening right now as I'm recording it. So it's quite awkward to talk to yourself, pretty much. But I'm getting there. So bear with me, guys. And yeah, look out for episode 3. If you can, if you enjoyed this one, share it with your friends or, you know, just like it or leave a review or something. Just engage with it a little bit. It'll be great for me to see what everyone thinks about it. So, yeah, thank you very much. I hope you all have a good day. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.